and welcome back to another episode of A Recent Study Suggests. We are your hosts. I'm Robert.
And I am Sam.
And everyone's been waiting. I have an update for you on how my birthday went.
Woo! You are now officially... Did we say your age in the last episode? Or were you like, ooh, maybe we'll just keep it hush hush?
I think you were mostly like that. And I just went along with it. We didn't say my age. I'm 28.
So... old?
As finally as old as you.
Yeah.
Because you've been so old.
You know, I hate how people think that once you've reached your late 20s, you're old. Anybody who's even a year younger than you in your 20s is like, wow, you're really old. I experienced that recently where I was made to feel super old.
Super old?
Yeah.
I would imagine by like one of your nieces.
No. I don't think my nieces think of me as old. They've just always known me to be. And so I just am. I just am who I am. I don't want to hijack your your birthday thing. Maybe I can talk about my ageist experience.
Go for it. Later.
Oh, okay. Sure. I took myself out on a lunch date. Did I mention this in the last episode? I don't think so. I took myself out on a lunch date.
For my birthday.
Not for your birthday.
You left me alone.
It was before your birthday, or maybe it was after. I don't even know. Time is all over the place. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
When you're old, time is just time.
And my server, she mentioned that she just turned 21 in January. And maybe I aged myself in saying this, but I said, oh, you're so young. Which classic old person thing to say, right? Mm-hmm. I said, wow, you're
maybe
so
you
young.
Are so old.
I didn't realize you were that young. And which I think is kind of an offensive thing to say, like, whoa, you think I look old or what? And so she asked me, well, how old do you think I am? And I was like, well, naturally, I just assume that people are around my age. And so I would assume that you're like 25. And I said, that's not how old I am, but that's how old I would think you are. Because I think she looks younger than me or seems younger than me. And so that's what my thoughts are. Not any younger. Just because that seems like significantly younger than me. And she looked offended when I guessed 25. Her eyebrows rose and she kind of like stepped back a little bit. She's like, oh, wow, I've never gotten that before. And I was like, well, here's the thing. When you're in your 20s, it all looks the same. If you said you were 21 or you were 25 or 29, it all looks the same to me because you don't look like a kid. You don't look like a teenager. You look like an adult, but you don't look older than that. So I try to redeem myself in that.
Yeah, it just seems like you were the one being ageist.
I guess I was.
That's what it gets. Like old people don't realize they're being bad. They just are. Mm-hmm. That's how you are now.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And then, and I think she said that, you know, some people think that she's like 17 or 18. I was like, yeah, you know, I've gotten things like that before. I've even gotten people guessing as young as 14. She was, and then she was surprised by that. She's like, no, you don't look 14, but you look great for whatever your age is.
And so you started making yourself seem younger?
No.
Oh, some people think I'm 14. Maybe
That's so gross.
Yeah, I know. So why would you even say that?
I don't know. Maybe I just...
You hadn't told me this full conversation. You just told me that she thought you were whatever age. But now that I'm hearing the rest of it, I'm kind of not on your side. I don't know if there was really a side to be had, but I think maybe you were part of the problem as well.
You don't need to take sides.
In this.
The 14-year-old thing is gross, but true. There was a man at the rodeo. I remember he greeted me, a very older-looking man. And he said... Aren't you a hot little thing? What are you, like 14? And that is just so gross. I remember telling my parents about that and my dad cracked up. And I was like, no, that is really bad. Anyway, I hijacked your thing enough. And now I feel bad. Tell me your thing.
It's because you're old. Old people just like to talk, apparently.
That's why we have podcasts.
No, it was a pretty relaxing day. We didn't really do much. We went out to lunch. Then we drove around to places with no real aim.
Oh, on the actual day
of
your birth.
On the actual day. And not much else. I mean, you got me a few gifts.
I got you many gifts. I spoiled you. with gifts.
And this happens every year. That anytime I spoil you, you have to yes. give me gifts, that somehow it turns into a bad experience.
What?
I kind of want to say that you're a bad gift giver.
I'm not. I listen to you.
But
that I think the issue is I listen to you too much.
But I think maybe it's not all your fault. But there have been so many different occasions where the gift that you give me is not a good one.
The thing is, I know what you're talking about. You specifically told me for weeks that you wanted a zester because you're a little chef boy recently and you've been doing some, you know, chefy things in the kitchen. So I was like, okay, Robert won't shut up about this stupid zester. So I'm going to get him a dang zester. And you wanted a tiny whisk. You were very specific. You wanted a tiny whisk, but you didn't want a metal one. You wanted it to be
silicone.
And I See, never you said even filled in tiny. The gaps. You wanted I it to be never small said that. Because everyone that we've seen in the grocery store has been too big. So I was like, okay, Robert wants a small one. He wants it to be silicone. And so I'll get him that. And then you also wanted like little tongs.
Never said little tongs. I never said these things.
It's so crazy to me because you will tell me about this for weeks. And then once I get it for you, you're like, where did this come from? Why? What do you mean?
I never wanted them.
I get you everything that you want.
No, that's true.
And somehow, none of it was anything you cared about.
And this happens multiple times where you get me something and you had to end up returning it. The tongs and the kitchen utensils, they're like $15. I could have got them myself anytime. I never did because I kept telling you.
Because you wanted them as a gift for your birthday.
No, because I kept telling you I will never use them. I want them, but I'll never use them because this cooking thing just feels more like a phase.
You have to cook for the rest of your life. How is it a phase?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
This cooking thing's a phase.
Oh.
And
the
so
listeners
I
can't
never...
hear this, but I've got my hands on my face, like by my temples, because I don't have a headache. But I feel like one could come on from these crazy things you're saying. It's making my brain feel like it's going to explode.
Do you agree that I said multiple times, I want these, but I'll never use them?
You didn't say that.
I did say that. Otherwise, I would have bought them for myself. And I also never said tiny. I just didn't like the size of the ones.
Okay, you didn't say tiny, but I filled in the gaps because every time we would see them, you determined that those were too large for you.
And besides that, you also got me a shirt.
That you wanted.
That was actually on my list, but it just turned out to be a weird fitting shirt. The neck hole was way too big and it just was not a good fitting shirt. But that I did want. It was on my list. And the thing that makes it worse, these tongs, that makes the tongs worse, is that I sent you a list of like 7 things. You got me one of them.
The thing is, the other things that you sent me were all like your shirt from the same, they were from the same place. It was like underwear and more shirts. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just get him the one shirt that I know he really wants. And he'll probably change his mind about all these other shirts that are on the list. And they were very expensive. And the underwear, it all would have come out to like $300 to $400. So I was like, okay, I'll get him the one shirt, and then I'll get him these smaller things that I know he's been asking for or saying that he wants. I'm a good gift giver.
I don't think so. Well, I don't think you are a bad gift giver. It just circumstance makes it where a lot of the time you have to return what you get me because you go off script.
In the end, I ended up ordering 3 shirts that were on your list, more expensive.
Ended up returning the zester.
Ended up returning the zester.
Was never
I took
use
you
that
out
thing.
To lunch, even paid you for it, gave you a little tip.
I had to pay for it because your card wasn't working.
Which was
in
weird.
Quotes.
It wasn't working, which is the craziest thing. But I ended up selling you more than what lunch was.
I guess you had to pay for it. But the gifts just made me think about good gifts and bad gifts. I think as you get older, underwear, which is normally like considered a bad gift when you're younger. It's like, oh, that's something I do want. Mm-hmm. I do want some shirts. And those were on my list. And then I'm just thinking of other just bad gifts that, like, sure, they seem practical, but as a gift, I'm not sure if I want that. Like a razor, for instance.
I've gifted that before.
Yeah, it seems practical.
Yeah.
You're going to use it, but I don't really want a razor as
unless
a gift.
Unless you're my dad and you leave it in the box because you don't want it to go bad. And it's just in the closet for years.
Yeah.
Because it's too nice of a razor to ruin. It is reusable, by the way.
Has he never used it?
No, never.
That happens a lot with your dad, though. He'll want something, you give it to him, but it's like, oh, it's too nice. And yeah, so it doesn't go, it doesn't get used.
He'll cry. It's so good, he cries. And it just doesn't see the light of day. And it just gets dusty. Like, what? If you wanted it so bad, then why don't you use it? I don't understand it.
It is very confusing. But that made me think about this week's study, how a razor could be a bad gift. Because you shouldn't use it to shave your butt.
Yeah. Doctors really don't want you shaving your butt.
But before we get into it, why don't you tell everyone what a recent study suggests about, Sam?
Well, as the name would suggest, we talk about recent studies. We think up some topics that we are particularly interested in, and likely there's a study that exists about it. So we find it, we talk about it, we turn it into a conversation starter, and we hopefully make our lovely listeners and ourselves a little bit smarter.
So don't shave your butt. Are you reading the headline and thinking, oh, I have made a mistake? Or, oh, that makes sense. Don't do it.
They don't know what they're talking about. Those crazy doctors. Doctors are always saying lots of things on the internet.
It does seem like that, yeah. Especially this guy, Karan Raj.
I think it might be Karan.
Karan.
Karan Raj, yes.
It might be, I don't know.
I mean, he's a pretty big deal. He's a TikTok doctor with over 5 million followers.
I think he's a doctor who is also on TikTok, not a TikTok doctor.
Oh, okay. Is there a difference? A TikTok doctor or a doctor that's on TikTok?
Yeah, I feel it's too long to explain internet to you. You are old, so yeah, there are like...
Okay.
Internet coaches.
My interpretation is Instagram model versus a model who's on Instagram.
There you go. Sure.
It makes sense. Okay, so this doctor is also on TikTok.
Right.
And he has over 5 million followers, so we need to believe everything he says. What he says, though, is based on studies and facts, so... It's not like he's just saying his opinion, like, oh, I'm a doctor. I've got that title, so I can say anything and people will listen. Like, it's actually based off of science.
I got to say, though, as a tangent, this is where I show my old card. Is because I get really grumpy, shaking my fist at the sky.
You're always shaking your fist.
When I hear people talk about, like, oh, did you see that TikTok? Did you see blah, 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 blah? I don't care where it's from. I would just like, I prefer if you say, oh, have you seen that video where blah 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 blah,
right?
Not, oh, is that TikTok? We're doing a TikTok. That to me sounds old, but that's the common nomenclature. That's how you say it. Hey, let's do a TikTok together.
Yeah,
it's not like, oh, hey, let's make a video together. It's like, let's do the internet together. Which, that's what, to me, when people say let's do a TikTok or sounds like.
Because it's so specific.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I sent you a Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's just, you don't need to say it.
It's just email.
My sister does that.
I know a TikTok is a video, so why not just say video? Why do you need to tell me? I don't know. It's what commonly said. I don't like it, and it makes me feel old when I complain about the youth.
Speaking of feeling old and TikTok, I don't know how to use it.
I don't really know how to use it either.
I log into TikTok for work because my boss has a TikTok that I made for her. And I don't understand. I know how to post and do all the things that I need to do as the content creator. I don't know how to navigate TikTok because I open the app and videos just start playing.
Yes, they do. That's kind of the point of it.
And you can only swipe up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And they just autoplay. Like, how do I find things that I'm interested in? And I just don't get it. It's so automatic. I don't know. Maybe that's similar to Instagram too, where it's automatic. I'm going to stop talking about how old I am. But yes, this doctor, he knows what he's saying. You know, beyond him having an amazing amount of followers on the app.
Is it? I don't know how many followers is a lot of followers,
Robert,
anymore.
Why would you ask if 5 million followers is a lot?
Because a lot of social media companies just kind of inflate the numbers. Like, oh, on TikTok, I can get 5 million views. Or on Instagram, I get like 100. And it could be bot accounts watching it. I don't know. Like a lot of these companies, they do shady things.
I will say, though, following someone is a lot more committal than just viewing their videos.
Bots can do both. I can tell you that I've bought followers before for something. Not for me personally, but for something.
Spill it.
No.
You can't start the tea and
I'm just telling you that bots can follow. You just have like, you can see posts on Instagram. When you post, 5 seconds later, someone's like, oh, promote it on blah, 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 blah.
Share
it on blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I block and delete all of them. It's actually quite fun. It makes me feel powerful to block and delete those. You get out of here.
So I don't know anymore. Is 5.1 million a lot or is that just like the average?
I think he's earned it. Especially since he talks about things like this, like, don't shave your butt. Here's why. He says that the perianal skin, a word I've never said before, which contains hair follicles, also contains glands.
Apocrine
glands, which secrete an oily substance. And you may be asking, okay, I don't know what that means. So what? So that means that your butt can trap oil secretions to keep your crack nicely lubricated.
And everyone likes a nicely lubricated crack.
Truly, because, you know, things come out of there. And if it's dry, then you're injuring yourself in an area that you don't need to feel pain.
Was it called hemorrhoids? Yeah, inflamed hemorrhoids?
Possibly. But also, like, have you ever had a dry butthole?
No, not probably, that I can think of.
Probably because you don't shave it, which is what this doctor says you shouldn't do. You should not shave it.
Yeah, the lubrication helps reduce irritation and rashes by easing the friction when your butt cheeks rub against each other. So if you get an itchy butt post-shave, that's why. Because there's no oil keeping your crack lubricated, nice and moist.
Yeah. And it's true because I shave parts of my body and like the next day I feel itchy. I'm dry. I guess I just am prone to dry skin. I've even tried shaving my butt before. There's really not much hair there, but I've tried to do it and it's always an itchy experience the next day, literally the next day, because my hair grows really fast, I guess.
It just seems like too much work. Why do it?
Yeah, it's too much work for some people. Like, I've wanted to shave your butt before.
Why haven't you?
Why haven't I?
Yeah.
Because I've told you I'm going to shave your butt and you say no. And I listen.
Because I've said no, I guess.
Yeah.
I've wanted to shave your legs before and you tell me no.
I'm terrified by that.
Why?
Because I have really scary leg shaving stories.
The thing is that you get very impatient because some time can go by between shaves and then you get frustrated how long it's taking you to, so you start going fast and not being as careful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
But the thing is too, like, you don't know my pain or like how much pressure to use, so you shaving me, you might not go down as like press down as much as you should to get a clean shave,
and then also I would try again,
and then you also might cut me.
I wouldn't cut you.
I don't like Okay. I don't like shaving my legs. I really don't. I've mostly stopped shaving them. I think I shaved them maybe a month ago, and this is the shortest my leg hairs have been in a really long time. I don't like to do it. I used to do it all the time when I was younger. And I honestly was shaving maybe 3 to 5 times a week. And it was just exhausting. My showers were always very long. And my legs were constantly itchy. So it just wasn't worth it to me. And also, I prefer wearing pants and jeans over wearing shorts and skirts. So why am I shaving at all? Like, nobody, not even myself, is going to see my legs. And so what if they do? It's hair. It's just hair.
And it's gross.
Excuse me?
I'm going to shave your legs while you're sleeping.
That's awful. That is so awful. You know, I think it may have been like 5 or so years ago, I was doing a no-shave November, and I fully committed to it. I think into December as well. And I remember the first time I brought my hairy legs out in the wild. I was wearing shorts. I was walking one of my dogs in my parents' neighborhood. And I kept feeling like there was something crawling on my legs. And I was freaking out. Like, did I step in an ant pile? Are there just like flies going around my legs? What's happening? And then I realized I was feeling the wind between my hairs for the very first time. 5 years ago, I was like 23.
I think I genuinely want to try to see if you're a deep enough sleeper
where
you
gosh.
Wouldn't notice if I shaved a little bit of your leg. I wouldn't like shave all of your whole leg.
I tried
like one, I don't know, 3-inch strip.
I tried to get you away from that. And you just pulled it right back. I'm talking about the wind between my hairs, and now you're wanting to shave me while I sleep.
I think it'd be really funny.
That feels like it should be illegal. Like, you need my consent for that. I don't think it would be funny. I think I would be upset with you, because then I would have to continue to shave the rest of my legs. Because
why?
I've got this weird patch. But I guess it's fine.
But no one would see it because you wear pants all the time anyway.
Yes.
It'd be really interesting.
Okay. I'm going to shave your butt while you're sleeping.
I don't think you could. I think I'm too light of a sleeper.
You are.
Yeah. I've thought about also shaving my butt before, but I just don't. It's just like, oh, maybe. Because I think, why?
Yeah, you don't see it for the most part. And it just seems uncomfortable.
Yeah, I imagine. Like, I mean, I've shaved my face before. I know how the hairs feel as they're coming in. Like, I don't want to feel that on my butt.
Yeah. Also, I feel like your butt would, I don't know, you'd be super aware of the skin on it, and it would make you feel naked. At least that's how I feel when I shave my legs. When it's been a long time, the most recent time that I did it, like a month ago, I felt so exposed, so naked. And my legs, well, I should also say, I think my hairs on my legs were about 1 inch or 2 long, and I clogged the drain in doing it. So I was like, not shaving my legs ever again. But also, my legs are just so much lighter, like pasty, when I remove the hair. And I don't like that on me.
Because you never wear shorts. You never let them get a tan.
And so then
you're always wearing pants.
I don't. Yeah, it's a never-ending cycle. Like, when I do put on shorts, I'm super aware of how the top half of my body and the bottom half look like they belong to different people. My legs are just super, super pasty because I don't let them see the sun.
I shave so infrequently, maybe like once a week. And I have one of those shave club membership things where I get razors. I used to get them like once a month. I've pushed that back to like every 4 months because I would shave so infrequently that I amassed a huge pile of razor blades.
I remember. Now I have those razor blades.
Yeah, now you have
them. And they're not getting used by me.
And it became like, why do I have so many? Why am I paying for this if I have what essentially for me is like a year-long supply, even though I only have
like 12
razor blades in total.
Yeah. That's a good point that you mentioned, that shaving is really expensive. Removing your hair, it costs a lot, like monetarily, but also your comfort. Like, it is very uncomfortable to shave.
I think the only thing I shave is my face.
You think?
Oh, and my, I guess a little bit of like my unibrow.
Yeah.
I get that too. Because I really, I think if I have a lot of hair, I don't really notice it. Like my arm hair, I don't really notice it. To me, it's, it blends in.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hairs where there are so few, like on my knuckles, I get like three that grow in.
Yeah.
And so I'll just pluck those.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that you just ignore them.
No, I get like three. They're just like a little thick. And so I'll just pluck, pluck, pluck.
Is it just for your enjoyment because you like to pull them out, or do they bother you visually?
They bother me visually because otherwise it's just a smooth surface. And just seeing these three that come out.
It's like non-symmetrical.
Yeah. And it's only on my ring fingers on each hand, not on my other fingers. So like, yeah, those get plucked.
Interesting. That is very interesting. You know, you're talking about your hairy fingers. When I was younger, I was really insecure about how hairy I was. Because I felt like I had much more than everyone else, whether it was my arms or my legs or my face, and then eventually my armpits and other regions. I just felt like I always had more hair than everyone. And my mom caught on to that very soon.
She's like, you have so much more hair than everyone else.
Essentially. And so she used to, I think I've mentioned this before, she used to bleach my mustache. And it was just so routine. I think she started doing that when I was in third grade. How old are you when you're in third grade? Like eight?
Yes.
Nine, maybe?
Four. Four. Seven.
You're so bad. No, I think you're like eight or nine in third grade. And so that's how early on my mom started bleaching my mustache. And, you know, the bleach doesn't last for a very long time because hair grows. And I don't know if it's because it wasn't very strong, but it would fade. And there was one boy in particular who used to tease me in fifth grade, calling me Sam the Man, and used to talk about how I had a darker slash thicker mustache than he. And it was very bad, like on my mental health as a child, like thinking, oh, my hair makes me ugly and gross, and it's not something that a girl should have, which I very much disagree with that now. But as a kid, that was being like pushed into me, especially since my mom was literally pushing me into salons to get my mustache waxed. Eventually, she took me into one salon once, and she was so mad because the lady there told her that I was too young for that. She was like, fine. And then we walked into Kroger and she bought me a box of bleach so I could remove the hair from my face.
That does really seem like messed up childhood actor mom behavior.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I was taught that having this quote unquote excess hair was quote unquote dirty or ugly or not feminine. And, now I'm like the complete opposite of that. I don't care. But I did a lot, especially in high school. Like I was constantly tweezing my face and shaving my armpits and my legs. And I even started tweezing every hair out of my nostrils. Sounds as a painful. Teenager. It was. I used to cry involuntarily. I don't know if you've ever accidentally pulled a hair from your nose. But it makes your tear ducts like act up and you start tearing up.
I think I did it once because you told me you would tweeze your nostril hair. So I'm like, okay, I'll just get this one that's longer than the rest. And
it's painful.
Just getting the one was painful.
Yeah, it makes you cry.
Never again.
I did it all the time. And it's so crazy. Every time I would do it, because I'm clearing out my nose, not a single hair in sight.
Blech.
Every time I would do it, the next...
So bad for you.
Maybe like 2 or 3 days later, I would always get sick. Like I would get a cold. And that's because like the doctor was saying, the TikTok doctor the doctor that's on TikTok
are there for a reason.
Yeah. It's there to protect you. And I was removing this layer of protection of germs. So they were just going into my nostrils and like down my throat. And I'm swallowing it. I'm breathing it in constantly. There's nothing to filter it. And so I would get sick. And it took a while for that to click, for me to realize like, oh, maybe it's because I'm removing my nostril hairs. And that's why I keep getting colds. And a lot of people like the butt thing. They shave their butts because they're like, well, it looks prettier. But then you have itchy butt. Then you don't have the natural lubrication that you need. And it has a bunch of consequences that come along with that. And the thing is, you know, I mentioned that I have always been a pretty hairy person. Once you start really looking at your body, you notice that there is hair everywhere. Once I discovered that, I was like, wow, there's hair on my stomach. I'll remove that. and like my toes, my fingers. You mentioned that you've got those odd 3 hairs on your ring fingers. When I was younger, I didn't shave my knuckles, but my mom always had candles in the house. So I would hover my knuckles over the flames and watch the hairs turn curly, and then I would flake them off.
You would burn yourself. You would burn your hair off.
Yeah, I would. That's how it sounds so bad when I talk about it. Like, and that was, those are like the extremes that I would go to remove hair from my body because I felt so insecure about it. And I actually did the most recently that I did that was during our freeze. Texas got like abnormally cold. And the only thing that I got warmth from was the candles in our house.
And burning yourself.
Yeah.
Was this when you put your head in the oven?
Not in the oven. In the fireplace. I did. Because I was so in desperate need of warmth.
I want to get rid of all my head hair.
Truly. Yeah. But I was doing that again, but only because I was trying to keep warm. And then I was reminded, it brought me back to being a kid and putting my hand over my mom's candles, trying to remove the hairs from my fingers because it happened involuntarily. And I was like, oh yeah, I used to do that. But other than that, like, I don't go to extremes to remove hair from my body.
Are you sure?
It can become addicting.
I feel like maybe you grabbed a magnifying glass and did that thing where you pointed at something. Maybe you pointed at your own arm and arm hair, try to burn that off.
No.
Seemed like something you'd do.
I will say, go
to these extremes.
It is really fun to remove hair. Like watching it, I used to watch my sister shave her legs when I was like 10. I don't know if I've ever told you about this. She used to bring a bowl of water and lotion and a razor to her bedroom and she would shave her legs and I would watch her and she thought it was so gross and weird that I would watch her. But I was like, no, I like watching the transformation because it was like she was giving her legs a makeover and it was fun for me to watch.
I never really grew up with anyone shaving because it was just really my mom and my younger brother. Mm-hmm. And the women in my family don't grow leg hair or arm hair. So I never saw her shaving or anything like that. There was no like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And so when it was time for me to learn how to shave, I just grabbed a razor and just started doing it. The worst experience I've ever had was, I was in college. And it was about to be the very first day of class. I don't remember what year I was in. But the day before, I'm like, I'm gonna shave. I'm going to look more presentable. And the back of the razor had like just a sharp edge. So for more precise things. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of getting the area around my lips just to be a little more precise. And I was too close to my face and I had it sideways. Mm-hmm. And I got a big, long cut, maybe like 3 inches long, maybe like 3.5 on the side of my face, right by my mouth. And had a cover with a Band-Aid that makes it even more obvious. I thought about, should I just leave it?
Looks like you got beat up. Like, should have been telling people, like, you should see the other guy.
I didn't even look like I got beat up. It clearly looked like I cut myself.
Yeah.
So I thought, should I just leave it as is and you'll see the cut, the blood, or should I put a Band-Aid over it? So it was like a lose-lose situation, whatever I went with.
I don't even remember this, but, you know, it's things like, it's on your face. Like, it's the first thing that people see.
Yeah, and you were talking about you've had bad shaving experiences. Your worst is arguably way worse than what mine was, even though mine was on my face.
It's so stupid, too, when I think about it in hindsight. Like, I should have gotten stitches. I really should have. Because even to this day, I still have phantom pain. I truly do, and it creeps me out.
You were shaving your legs, and you got around to your ankle.
Yeah, and the razor got stuck on my bone. Ugh. Even just talking about it, it grosses me out because I feel like I can feel it all over again. Got stuck on my ankle bone, and I pulled up, and like 4 or 5 layers of my skin clean off. And I immediately grabbed my ankle to hold it to stop it from bleeding. And then the bathtub is filling up with blood, and I'm freaking out. And I wrapped my ankle in a towel. I ended up in my bedroom, like, trying to blot it. And I'm screaming to my mom, and I'm on the floor. And she's like, oh, my gosh, Sammy, what happened? I told her that I cut myself. I showed it to her. She's like, what do you want me to do? I was like, I don't know. And so she brings me all these, like, cleaning agents and Band-Aids, and I'm bleeding right through it. And truly, I should have gone to get stitches, but I didn't.
Yeah, because it really just seemed, oh, it's a cut. It's a bad cut, but it's a cut. It'll heal itself, you know, just clean it, put Band-Aids over it.
I'd never experienced anything like that before, though. And I think that's why, because I've cut myself shaving my legs before, but never to that extreme. And it was
It did not just heal.
It was so scary. And this was around the time of the freeze that I was talking about. There was a freeze, so we couldn't shower. I couldn't clean it properly. So it got crazy infected. And when I finally went to the doctor about it, I remember I think she was like a nurse assistant or something. She saw me and she gasped. And she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so sorry that you're going through this. Like, she was sympathetic for me and she took a picture of it. She took a picture of it and she was like, can I take a picture of it just so I can, you know, compare it for the next time that you come?
And send it to people.
I think it's because she was scared for me. And she wanted to show it to
amputate that.
She wanted to show it to the doctor. She wanted to give me shots and all of these things because she was like, it's definitely infected. And it took maybe like 6 or 7 months for it to scar.
Yes, it took a very long time. It did not heal just with Band-Aids and thing. And we kept thinking, oh, it'll heal. It'll heal. Yeah. And it didn't.
I have so many pictures in my phone of my cut progress, and it wasn't progressing. Like, it wasn't healing. There were moments where it seemed like it was, and then it would go backwards. It would start to turn purple or things would ooze out of it. And, you know, that is a lot of the reason why I don't like to shave my legs, because I'm terrified that that will happen again. And it's worth it to me to have harmless hairs on my body that are meant to protect it, like our butts. It's worth it to me to keep it than to sacrifice my own safety. Because I do. I have the scar on my ankle, and even when I think about it and I touch it, I feel the pain of it all over again. And it's not good. So maybe don't shave your legs either. Don't shave your butt. Don't shave your legs. Shave whatever you want, but like, just not those things.
Tune in next week when we talk about how shaving is actually really good for you.
And I end up super hairless with cuts all over my body.
If you have your own studies, you can email them to us at arecentstudysuggest@gmail.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at arecentstudypod.
And follow our personal Instagram accounts. I am at Sam's Pants and Plants. And you are?
RobertBarbosa03.
And share us with a friend. That's the easiest way to get us out there and get the conversation started.
I'm going to shave your legs when you're asleep.
You better not.
Until next time.